question from Puri Ashish Kumar. Is it true that the soldiers who die in the battlefield, example Indian Army, get liberation? Or is it that only the soldiers fighting against the invader camp get liberation? Answer, neither get liberation. It is not just a matter of dying on a battlefield that gives liberation. It's a matter of living a life of dharma prior to fighting on the battlefield. That determines liberation. Actually, only those who die in the presence of the Lord, they get liberation, and that is a special exceptional situation. Others who have lived honorable Kshatriya lives and then they die on the battlefield, they get heaven, not liberation. And that is also, it is not just the act of dying that will bring them liberation. It is actually the life of living as a Kshatriya, and one part of living as a Kshatriya is also to yuddhechapya palayanam, to not flee from the battlefield but to fight either for victory or for heaven. That mood of fearless dedication to duty, that's what will bring liberation. The modern battles are mostly politically motivated, and people are selfish, and people are motivated primarily by money. They have no higher conceptions for the purpose of their battles. And if a soldier is there in such a battle, if a devotee happens to be a soldier in such a battle, and if a devotee thinks that actually the people who are attacking are infidels and that they will desecrate dharma, and therefore I am here to protect dharma, and that's why I am fighting, so that consciousness can lead to elevation. So if a person has that consciousness, then some elevation will happen. Certainly not liberation, and unlikely heaven also, unless a person has lived a pious life. So we should not think that dying on a battlefield is like a magic formula, that just that one act of dying on the battlefield will take a person back to Godhead. No, that dying on battlefield is visibly evocative expression of having led a life as a Kshatriya. So living a life of Kshatriya means chivalrous, means noble, charitable, fearless, and an expression of all these qualities is the willingness to die on the battlefield. And if a person lives and dies like that, then such a person can get heaven. So otherwise, if a person is just living for gross materialistic and often sinful pleasures, and then such a person dies on a battlefield, then such a person will only get destination according to what the karma is of a person. So if for example, a person is fighting between two countries, is fighting on a war between two countries, who knows, in the British world, Second World War, now British are fighting against the German and hating the German and thinking about a German, might become a German in the next life. A German thinking about and hating a Britisher might become a Britisher in the next life. So they stay in human body itself, and that too, if they have lived reasonably decent lives, that would mean that that would imply that they get a human body in the next life. Otherwise, they might descend to lower species also. So, is it true that soldiers fighting against the invader can get liberation? So, those who are Atatainas, those who are aggressors, if they are killed, then there is no sin against them. But it is not that just by killing invaders one gets liberation, or by dying while fighting against the invaders one gets liberation. Yes, one Kshatriya, a person lives honorable life as Kshatriya and one dies as Kshatriya, then one can get heaven at best. But again, it's not a magic formula. One has to have led a proper life, and one has to have a proper motivation and consciousness. Only then it will happen. Thank you.